Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Song of Solomon chapter 5, we were talking about the need for an indifferent Christian to see the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
He is risen, and that's why we have eternal life. Not only saved from sin and hell, but by the resurrection, we have life. The coat is clean. The feet are clean. An unused talent that the risen beloved wants her to use that he has given to her to make their eternity together better. Oh, can you see it? As he lay in the tomb, his hair, his head, filled with the blood from the thorn, his beard yanked out, his head beaten with a reed. But she does not see him. She does not see his head is filled with crimson dew, and that his locks drip with the blood that had been held by the cloth wrapped about his head. She lies in her bed. Her shoes are off. She rests in her religion, but indifferent to the heart that calls to her, the holy heart that calls her. But he has put off the clothes that wrapped his body, those clothes that hold the bloodstains, that paid the penalty of her sin. And he came for her. He came for me. She is indifferent. She does not see him. And oh, he died alone for you and me. And now, he is ignored. And so verse 4 tells us, my beloved, put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. Now we see a change. Now we see what will awake her to vibrancy once again, that which will unite her compassions and ignite them to burn once again for Christ. Why does the hand stir her deepest passions that she can only see through a keyhole? They're nail scarred. Nail scarred. She has only heard his voice of conviction. But the nail scars show her the Holy One who loves her. The scars serving as somewhat of a tattoo that said, I love you, my beloved. She is seeing his love, although she had grown indifferent. Perhaps if you've grown cold, then as that disciple Thomas, you need to once again see the nail scars in the wounded side. And if that doesn't move you, maybe we should ask, are you truly saved? It doesn't stir your heart? Oh, one time it stirred your heart because it stirred your emotions. But it wasn't really stirring our heart to action. My friend, I just want to say to you, the Lord, our Maker, who stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, the Lord of hosts, Almighty God, humbled himself for us. Isn't it time that we respond to him? Would you make sure today that Jesus Christ is your Savior? See, to be saved, just like the marriage commitment, you've got to admit that you're a sinner. Oh, you've had many boyfriends, you've had many girlfriends, but now you're turning from the one, and you're committed to this one. Romans 3:10 says that there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My friend, that includes me and that includes you. We're all sinners. And I've got to be willing to turn from sin. Acts chapter 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. How? By that man whom he hath raised from the dead. Yes, he wants to save your soul. But you must turn to him. Turning from sin, turning from self, turning from all religion to turn to Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor, I've tried to stop this sin. I've tried to stop that sin. I can't do it. And I turn, but it just holds on. Well, my friend, you can't get rid of your sin. You can't do a thing about your sin. You turn to Jesus Christ, understanding your cleansing from sin will be by his blood, and he will take it from you. And you turn to him, saying, Lord, I can't take this sin from me. Please take it from me. And then you are willing for him to do so. I've heard of people that said, I'll call upon the Lord to save me. I'll admit that I'm a sinner, but I'm going to just continue to do this and to do that, whatever it is. See, they want to be saved from hell, but not from sin, its power. They want to live their life and at the end go to heaven. But you see, that's like the man that commits adultery instead of marrying. That's not salvation. That's not a relationship. Believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for your sins, and that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose bodily, physically from the grave. We read in Romans 10:9 that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You see, he's Lord. And shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is, the righteousness of Christ. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, why not, right now, right where you are, call upon the Lord for your salvation? He will, if you'll come to him. Why not? Just bow your head and pray, asking for salvation, coming to him with the idea of you're turning your heart to him, with the idea that he is going to take your sin from, he's going to cleanse you, and you're willing for it. And my friend, if that's your desire today, I'm going to pray a prayer, and the prayer that I pray will only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, and you want to give your life to him, and again, I warn, this is not just a belief, as George Washington was our first president. This is a belief of commitment, as in a marriage. But would you pray? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up physically, bodily, from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, I want to ask you to, first of all, let us know. Contact us. Email, letter, however, email us or write us or call us, whatever. Our announcer at the end of the broadcast will give you an address where you can email us or write us. Let us know of this decision that you've made. Then, if you're going to a Bible preaching church already, go let the pastor know the decision you made. If you're not going to that kind of a church where they preach the word as it is to men as they are, they use this King James Bible, their music is godly and not this worldly stuff, then if you don't go to a church like that, look in the yellow pages under Fundamental Independent Baptist and find a church of that manner and call. Talk to them and tell the pastor there the decision you made, and he will instruct you on your next step. Then secondly, let me ask you to go to our website and look for the Building Blocks booklet. It is in PDF file. You can have it printed out, or you can just read it right there on the website and use it to get started in your new study. Have a Bible so that you can check everything out that's written in there. It'll show you how to study the Bible. It'll show you what is right doctrine according to the Word of God. It'll tell you about your next steps. It'll show you about things to come. It'll show you how to serve the Lord. My friend, we want to do that. And it's there for you free. You can just open it up and read it and begin your Christian life. And so I hope that you'll do that. And if you don't have access to a computer, write us and we'll send it to you absolutely free. Third thing that I want to add here, I don't normally say this, but I want to say this right now. Let somebody that you know, personally of the decision that you've just made, I think it would be good. And be a witness for them. Then finally, go into the Bible, maybe the book of John, maybe the book of Mark, and start reading there. You might read a whole chapter, you might read less than a chapter, but start reading and think on it and ask God to help you to understand it. And begin reading. And then talk to God, pray. And let God begin to do a work in your life of continuing relationship with Him. Well, I see that our time is up. I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.